International space trio land safely. Star Wars-like planet found by NASA and coal miners trapped in Wales. It's Friday the 16th of September. This is Newsbite. A Russian Soyuz space capsule with three astronauts on board landed safely in Kazakhstan today, leaving a single three-man crew aboard the International Space Station. US astronaut Ron Garan and Russian cosmonauts Andrei Borisenko and Alexander Samyutaev, who had manned the station since April, appeared in good health after landing on the Kazakh steppe at 09:59 local time. Rescue personnel attached a portrait of Soviet rocket engineer Sergei Korolev and cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, to the capsule. This year marked the 50th anniversary of Gagarin's first manned flight. The returning crew had spent 164 days in space. NASA said that their replacements, NASA flight engineer Dan Burbank and cosmonauts Anton Skeplerov and Anatoly Ivanchin, were scheduled to arrive on September the 24th at the International Space Station, a $100 billion project involving 16 nations. And from double sunrise to double sunset, the show goes on. A team of astronomers using NASA's Kepler planet-hunting spacecraft announced the discovery of a brand new planet with two suns yesterday. They announced it in a paper published online in the journal Science in a talk at a conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and in a news conference at NASA's Ames Research Laboratory in Mountain View, California. The official name of the new planet is Kepler 16 Bravo, but astronomers are already referring to it informally as Tatooine, after the home planet of Luke and Anakin Skywalker in the George Lucas Star Wars movies, which also had two suns. Indeed, John Knoll, who is a visual effects supervisor at Industrial Light and Magic, which is part of Lucasfilm and who worked on several of the Star Wars movies, joined the Ames News Conference and showed a clip from the original movie. While some double star systems, of which there are billions in the galaxy, have been suspected to harbour planets, those smaller bodies have never been found before. Lawrence Doyle of the SETI Institute in Mountain View, California, said that it's a direct detection and it removes all doubt. And coal miners have been trapped in Wales. British rescue workers are pumping water from a flooded coal mine in South Wales in an attempt to reach four trapped miners. Rescuers say they have not been able to contact the men trapped 90 metres underground at the Glisons Colliery near Swansea, and it's not immediately clear what condition they are in, nor what caused the mine to flood. Unfortunately, they have had no communication with the miners, Mines Rescue Service official Mark Tibbett said. The mine shaft was not blocked by fallen rock, but water was preventing emergency workers from reaching the mine. Police Superintendent Phil Davies said three other miners got out of the mine after the accident on Thursday morning. The head of the Wales Regional Government, First Minister Carwyn Jones, said one miner was taken to hospital in a critical condition. I'll be back again very shortly with more of the day's top stories, but for now, I've been Andy Mullarkey, reporting for Newsbite.